Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Let's do it, y'all. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that John, the train conductor, makes $91,000 a year.
That's awesome.
On the phone with us now is Dylan. Dylan, good morning.
What's up, Dylan?
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So Dylan is a roofer. Roofer? I barely know her. Let's do this. We're going to put six... not a pee from you guys.
Well, because that's not a funny joke.
It's not?
We're not going to laugh at everything
no.
you say.
Oh. No.
If it's funny, we'll all laugh.
It's, okay. It's a bad... That one you have to take out of your...
Yeah.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
Get rid of that one?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's... Dylan's heard... How many times have you heard that, Dylan?
I've heard it a lot.
All right, Dylan, the way this is going to work is we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask a bunch of questions. When we're done, we're going to play a three-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. Then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now. All right, so do you lay the, what do you call them? Tiles?
Shingles.
They're not tiles. Shingles, yes.
The shingles?
Yeah.
No, sir, I do not.
So what do you do? What is your responsibility?
My responsibility is to drop off all the material that's needed to the roofers whenever something isn't delivered the proper way. So, for instance, I have over 20 shingles in the back of the truck because ABC Supply did not drop off the right amount.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you're going house to house dropping off stuff.
Yes.
Now, do you ever get up there and lay the roof?
No, sir.
You don't even get up on the roof?
I do sometimes. It really just depends. Like, after the roof is done, we get up there and make sure it's done the correct way, and then we call the insurance and tell them it's done. We take pictures, and we fix anything that's needed to be fixed.
Oh, okay. And you will do that?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing this?
Since March.
Oh, brand new. So you're a baby roofer.
Yes.
All right. So, suffice to say... If the roof was on fire.
Bro, that's another one that needs to go away.
No, this one's okay. I'm okay with this
that was
one.
Okay?
Keep it going. Keep
all
it going.
Right. Wow.
Finish it up.
You would not let that m***er burn, is what you're saying
no,
to me?
No, I would not. I would have to use a water hose and whatever I have.
Okay.
In my
all right. That's good. Let's get it.
So wow. I'm assuming this is not your company. You work for a roofing company?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Like, what was your qualifications for this job?
I just had to have construction background. I've done construction since I was about 16 years old in high school, so.
Well, you sound like you're 16 and a half.
Yeah, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
Okay.
That's
okay,
funny.
There we go. What's the next step after being the guy that has to run around town dropping stuff off? What's the step up?
I'm the guy that has to go deal with the angry customers after this.
Nobody wants that job.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who nitpick the problems with the roof.
Mm.
All right. Dylan the roofer. How much does he make? Text your guess right now to 51993. Alex is definitely going to use one of your mm-hmm. messages. Don't forget to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. How are you guys feeling? You have a number in mind?
Yeah.
I do not.
You have no idea.
I have no clue whatsoever.
I feel pretty good with mine. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Dylan shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Dylan. Dylan is a roofer. roofer. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned Booker wanted to know if he gets up on the roof, if he lays the shingles on the roof, if he could lay a roof if he had to. So he does not lay the shingles. He does sometimes get on up there after the roof is done to take pictures and make sure it was done the correct way and send off those pictures to insurance. And he does have a construction background, so he could if he had to. He's been in construction since he was 16. He's now 20. The next step up from what he does now, which is drop off materials to roofers if things were not delivered, would be deal with the angry customers. So right now he has a ton of shingles in the back of his truck. He has been doing this since March.
Hey, so let me ask you, Dylan, you don't actually work for the roofing company itself. You work for the company that provides the necessary equipment to the roofers?
No, sir. I work for the company itself.
Oh, the roofing company. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, but then he's just working for the company, dropping off the stuff. I understand because our entire neighborhood had roof damage because of the hail about a year ago. And it's a weird cycle where there hadn't been any roofs being worked on. Right now there's 5 or 6 on my street alone.
Still?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's insane. I got up early Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I started in the yard at 7:15. The roofers across the street were already on the roof.
Oh, I'd be pissed if I heard that and I was asleep.
Well, I finished working in my yard around 4 or 5. The roofers were still up on the roof.
That's crazy.
Hard work.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start with our guesses. Alex Franco, give it a shot.
Jennifer sent a text to 51983 saying he sounds like a customer service representative for a roofing company. I'm going to say $45,000. So I'm going to say that too.
All right, go ahead, Sarah.
35. Actually, 34.
All right, well, I'm going to be the high end, but my whole number was 47.5.
Oh, there you go.
Any of that would be good for a 20-year-old.
I mean, you know seriously.
Dylan, I mean, my whole goal when I was 20 was to make 20 grand. So I feel like you have definitely exceeded that. Sarah, you want to recap?
Yes, Booker, 47.5. Alex, 45. And then I came in 34.
So here we go. Dylan, the roofer. Let's find out right now. What is that number? How much are you making every year?
I make $40,000.
There you go.
Okay.
Pretty good.
That's like a jackpot for a 20-year-old, like you said, dude.
Yeah, it's like double his age. Wow, that's pretty good. So what are you hoping to, like, what is your expectation? How much money are you thinking that you could potentially make in this field?
If I had to guess, I'd say the most I can make doing what I do now would be around 60, 65.
Do you want to stay doing this or you want to go into some other line of work?
You want the company. You want it to be yours, huh?
Kind of. I want to stay in it, but I want to be like a roofer foreman, I guess you could say. I want to run my own roofing crew.
There you go.
Why do all the work when you can just tell everybody else
to
do it?
Exactly.
All right. Well, exactly.
This is so cliche, but thanks for keeping a roof over our head.
Jeez.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of people like Dylan and you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or even tell us where you work. But would you call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.